So Steve Evans live on Football Heaven now. Steve, what a busy day it's been for you. I guess we'll start with the two new signings, shall we? Danny Ward and Adam Hamill in. What do you like about these two guys?
Well, they're both quality additions, Rob. I think, you know, if we talk about Adam first, he's played a lot of games in the Championship for being such a young man. In fact, he's been had an outstanding period at different times in the Premier League. He had a record goal assist for Huddersfield Town last season. And when they were playing their best football, not only Adam, but young Wardy was a part of it. So he can get at people. He can play in a number of positions. He's got good feet. He can open the door. He's very quick. And he was the first name in the sheet for me and my chairman some 6 weeks ago. And we've had to keep our powder dry, especially with Adam, because, as you know, if we tend to say we target a player before we know what it is, there's interest from a number of clubs, including local clubs. So we kept our powder dry, not thinking perhaps we would get him as we did, but we have. And then back up to that, when we made our approach to Huddersfield, we made it clear it was the two players we wanted to speak to, one obviously being Adam and one being Danny Ward. And there was a time where we thought Danny Ward would be heading to the Yorkshire Neighbours and Leeds United, but thankfully we were able to move very prudently with the chairman backing it, and him and Dean Hoyle, the other respective chief executives, came to a decision yesterday, and I was pleased that young Wardy was given permission to train this morning prior to a medical, and on the route south he completed we got the results of that medical, which was completely great, and he's in the squad for tomorrow, so we're pleased.
So Adam Hamill, I think it's been revealed, is a loan until the end of the season initially, isn't it? Is the Danny Ward one, it's announced as an emergency loan, but is there a view with some permanent deals here, Steve?
Well, Danny Ward is signed an emergency loan, but again, this afternoon, our chief executive, Paul Douglas, I can exclusively tell you, and Radio Sheffield has come to an agreement with Danny Ward representatives. So Danny Ward will, in fact, subject to one or two minor points of detail, will be a permanent signing on Monday morning. But we have to let Paul Douglas dot the I's and cross the T's, in which Paul's very diligent at doing. In respect of Adam Hamill, we have an opportunity to express that deal into a permanent situation, and that's at the discretion of our chairman. And our chairman will also look at performances and look at how the young man does. And if he does how we've said he could do, then there'll be no issue about that young man also becoming a permanent Miller. So two very, very good bits of business for us.
And Jack Barmby in as well, Steve, this week.
You know, Jack Barmby's a young man that we all like. A number of Championship managers have made an approach in the last, it has to be said, the last couple of months for young Jack to go and join him after what was a magnificent loan spell at Hartlepool. They may have been in League Two, but every time he took the pitch, he lit the stadium up. And he's been simply stunning for Leicester City reserves and under-21s, and that's not a word we can all use lightly about a young player. But Nigel Pearson has refused an approach from me and a number of Championship managers back in early November before the window shut then to take him when we took Tom Lawrence. But, you know, when you bring somebody like young Tom in from Leicester, where they're probably on the fence with where they're going to move him forward, and you send him back where he becomes man of the match against Newcastle last Saturday and have all the staff, including Nigel Pearson, really saying good things about Tom Lawrence, I think then there was only one destination that Jack Barmby was looking at. And I know that Nigel, speaking to young Jack's dad, of course, Nick Barmby, an ex-manager of England International, and they wanted to join the Millers, having spoken to Tom, and that delights us. And he's a young man that will have good games and not so good games because he's young. And with young, you get inconsistency. But when he's on his game, he's quite frightening to watch.
A lot of other moves today, Steve. Alex Ravel has completed his move to Cardiff City. I mentioned earlier in the show, do you know what, with his contract running out and with the player expressing that he wasn't going to sign a new one, perhaps it's best for all parties, but at the same time, is there a tinge of disappointment given what Rotherham as a club and Alex Ravel did together, particularly that day at Wembley?
Listen, there's more than a tinge of disappointment when you're the manager. I'm a manager and coach that found Alex Ravel as a League Two striker that not many people said many great things about, but they said reasonable things, and we've made them say great things about him, and that's through the hard work and dedication of Alex and embracing what the coaching staff done with him. But the football club and Alex representatives have been trying for the best part of 8 or 9 months to secure an agreement that would take Alex's career at Rotherham United probably to the end of his playing career. And when those negotiations were finally at breakdown stage, just before the Christmas period, then Alex came to myself and made it clear to myself and the football club that he would not now under any circumstances extend it. And does that mean that one or two people were talking to Avery's agent? Quite possibly, because that's how football works, as we know. But when that happened, it becomes a board decision. Do we release the asset? And, you know, because if it's a manager's decision, simply you keep the player. But I have to have an empathy and an understanding. And we work hand in glove, myself and our chairman, Tony Stewart. And, you know, between us, we had to release that asset. And, you know, Cardiff City came in and made a tentative approach and then made an offer. We turned that down. And listen, people can disbelieve or believe what they like, but the actual money in one payment and one sum plus a further incentive for Alec Neville that we got was just outstanding for a player that's got 4.5 months of a contract of football to play in, and a player that'll be 32 by the time next season starts. And I love Alex. I love his family. I love everything about him. I wouldn't be a Championship manager without a major contribution from that lad. He knows it. We spoke long into the night last night, but we sent him on his travels. We wish him well, and we put the money in the club's bank account, in the words of our chairman, money to be spent.
And Ben Pringle, we've learned today from your assistant manager, Paul Rayner, that he turned down a move to Millwall. There's two questions I've got here, Steve. Has he turned down the chance to sign a new contract at Rotherham United? And what is his situation now? Has he still got a future at this club, or is he going to be leaving in January?
Well, Ben certainly has a future at this football club, and Ben wants to have a future at the football club. But it was no hidden secret as we got to the back end of December. Once again, Ben and the football club couldn't agree and the level of contract that it would take. And to be fair to Ian Holloway, he's been speaking to myself off and on for 3 or 4 weeks. And it has to be said, what Millwall put on the table, not only went up from some, but with the further incentives that involved, it was a decision, again, when my board seek my counsel. It's something that he's not going to extend. We have to look at. But, you know, you always look at the pluses in these things. And young Ben said, when I first approached him and told him about the interest from Millwall, he said quite genuinely it wasn't something that excited him when he looked at the two clubs. That's a plus for us, because we think Millwall's an outstanding established football club in the Championship. But he was given the opportunity to talk to them. And when Ben phoned me on Wednesday evening to say that he didn't want to pursue it and he wanted to be back in our training ground on Thursday, he got the biggest hug from me and with a little natter. And, you know, he's been on the team coach today, and we'll see where it goes.
And just to finish, Steve, because Connaught to the travel, what else can Rotherham United fans expect? Because if I know you, there's going to be other deals to be done here in January as well. So can they expect more ins and outs this week?
Listen, I've been particularly quiet this week, and supporters and the Miller supporters are fantastic, but they'll know I've been particularly quiet. And why? Because we really have been working late into the night, not only myself and our chairman, but our vice chairman and Paul Douglas and Paul Rayner. That would be the inner sanctum of who we recruit, why we recruit, and, you know, stuff like that. So we've been looking at lots of players. People can see we've moved young Michael Tidzer on, and we wish him well, and young Fabian, who probably earned about £3.20 in his time here because it was a pay-as-you-play type of deal. But we're moving players on now that perhaps we see is not going to play a future for us as we are. But it's a strategy that was done by this management team last January. Rob, as you know, the January before, and I have to say at my previous clubs, the two previous Januaries now, in turn, that delivered four consecutive promotions. And whilst that's not the objective of the football club or the chairman or myself this season, we're going to be in a much stronger position when we leave the January transfer window to give us enough points to make sure we're part of this wonderful competition going forward into next season. And we have to be here a season just to put the off-the-field infrastructure to back the on-the-field infrastructure. And I'll tell you what, then we'll be ready to go. But there's more business to be done for us on a very positive basis. There's a couple of offers that have been made today via our chief executive, and where they go, they'll go, and we'll deal with them on Monday, because the first priority, of course, is coming to play Brentford, a team that seems to have gone under the radar. But as one journalist wrote in a national newspaper today, they've spent just in excess of £10 million in transfer fees since the summer. So a task tomorrow is going to be very difficult. But, you know, if we come here and we get a game plan right and players play as they can play, we'll travel north of the point.
And we'll have commentary of that game tomorrow, Rotherham fans, Brentford against Rotherham United. Steve, appreciate your time tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.